MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of our investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Chris Skitter, CEO of Astral. Results for 6 months ending March saw revenue up 4%, headline earnings up 441%. Chris, appreciate the time. I want to dig into the distinction between the HEPS and the revenue. But first question, when we chatted last, avian influenza, bird flu had been a major issue in your life and truthfully in much of the industry. Is that largely behind you now?
Simon, yeah, we often get asked the question, we can never say that because the flu is still prevalent in the wild bird population in South Africa and rife around the globe. So we haven't had any infections since November in South Africa or reported infections, but it's winter time now and that's when the birds migrate from Europe to South Africa. So we are pretty much aware of the risk of bird flu and this winter coming up, and in the light that we didn't get any compensation for killing birds, which is according to law, you need to be compensated if that compensation is necessary to control the outbreak. And on the other hand, there's no insurance against this. So in the light and the lack of vaccination, we're quite nervous about this winter.
Is vaccinating an option?
It is an option. It is new to the world and the poultry industry, not new to other industries, other livestock, but to poultry it is new. And we have got vaccinations for certain strains ready around the world. Some countries are vaccinating and South Africa not yet. But last season, we had two very distinct different strains of the virus. We have developed a local vaccine as well, and there are two international vaccines available, but no permits have been issued yet by DALART. And this is because this is so complex in South Africa. It's new to both sides of the fence, for DALART or the government and for the industry. And it's a very delicate process and program to follow. So we are in conversation on a weekly basis, and we're trying to resolve this as soon as possible to get permits issued to vaccinate.
Your other giant challenge obviously was load shedding. We haven't had any in a bit. I mean, obviously it's abated to a degree. Are you able to manage it better, albeit still at cost when and if it happens?
Yes, the prior period we went from nowhere to stage six overnight, and I don't think anybody was prepared for that stage six at extended periods for months on end. And we spent quite a lot of capital on installation of generators. That has been done, but at stage six during the prior period, we burnt to the tune of 45 million rand additional diesel just to keep those generators running. Now, the cost associated with that is not just the diesel, it's also the birds stay longer on farm and you have to feed them, and feed is 65 to 75% of your cost. And that was the big cost burden. During the past 6 months, we rectified the bird shape and size and age on the farm. We improved our basket offering to the market because the birds are no longer that big. But we still have the embedded cost of diesel now. The past 6 months was just slightly above 100 million rand additional diesel cost.
SAFEX prices, obviously a huge input to your sales. Prices are, they've come down a bit, but they're still, frankly, they're still fairly elevated and a cost pressure to yourself as well.
Yes, if you look at the two planting seasons and the prior season, we harvested 16.3 million tons of maize. Now with the impact of this El Nino phenomenon, we're 3 million tons down. So the stock-to-use ratio is quite depressed. And hence the price hikes over the past couple of months. We've seen it come off slightly over the past week or two, but that's mainly driven by the rand-dollar exchange with the dollar weakening against the rand. So that assisted us a bit. And I think at this point in time, if we can get through this season with a smaller crop, the outlook, although way in the future, is already looking more promising than this current El Nino that are weakening. And we're looking forward to a new plant season that will start around October from a better base.
You had effectively been subsidizing chicken to the consumer during the influenza, the load shedding and all the other struggles. That, certainly looking at margins, you're no longer doing that. You're able to get some price increases through.
Yeah, again, we had some assistance from lower cost, mm-hmm. input cost, and then we had small price increases. Nothing to the tune of what's indicated in the media from time to time talking about chicken price soaring.
Yeah.
Definitely not that. We had a negative margin on poultry in the prior period, reporting period. This time around, we had a very thin profit margin of 2.4%. So nothing to write home about. And we often talk about that when people say chicken is expensive. Well, it's driven by additional cost. Like your maize and droughts and like your lack of railroads, water, electricity, additional diesel, and the inflationary cost. So we are not profiteering. I think everybody will agree with a volatile industry like this, with a thin margin of 2.4%, it's nothing to write home about. It's too risky, this margin, for a big industry like this. And it should be at a higher level purely from a sustainable point of view in this industry and to keep on supplying the best value proposition to the nation.
What would be, from your perspective, a sort of a fair margin? And I take your point. You're not here to be a profiteer, but you're here to make a profit. You don't want to price gouge, but there needs to be some security of profit, I suppose.
Well, again, when you look at industries around the world and you talk to analysts and shareholders, I think to keep this industry sustainable, to have enough money to reinvest mm-hmm. in technology and expansion and create jobs, something around the 7.5% net margin on chicken should be regarded as fair. That will leave enough money to pay a decent tax to SARS, mm-hmm. the difference you spend between your loyal shareholders, and of course, reinvestment in the business. Anything below that, you struggle to reinvest in new facilities or expanding. You simply don't make enough money.
Whenever day, Chris Gitter, CEO Astral. Chris, always appreciate the time. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of our investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.